It's Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
Well, happy Monday. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. The weather was absolutely beautiful. A lot of wind and a lot of sneezing for me this weekend.
Did you see where, I guess it's the West Coast, they're getting major storms?
Snowstorms, yeah.
But they had like, was it Utah or somewhere where they had horrible winds and they had like a storm of tumbleweeds? To the point
yes.
where they couldn't even drive because it was just like hundreds of tumbleweeds flying at cars across the highway.
It was like even blocking them from leaving their homes.
Yeah.
It was so high. I'm going, that. Have you ever seen tumbleweeds?
Yeah, because I'm from California.
Yeah, that's right. You are. But I've seen them in Texas. And it's just crazy.
Yeah. I actually have family that's leaving Texas right now and they're on the road moving to Utah. And I think they're driving right into that storm. Welcome home.
It's just so weird, different types of weather around, different parts of the country.
Yeah.
But anyway, how was your weekend?
It was good. I'm still getting over a little bit of a cold, but I went and saw my son's play. It was really good. What'd you do?
I relaxed. Same here. I've had this cold now. This is week four.
Yeah. Everyone has it. It's going around. It's lingering. It's crazy. I don't know what this is. It's very reminiscent of 2020.
I know.
So many things
Here's the deal. Let Teresa tell you, Kenzie, how she gets in my OCD head.
Well, I'm sure we've all thought of it.
Yes.
Okay. So in 2020, that's when we, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. And who did we beat? Oh, it was the 49ers. Tara was pregnant. What else? We had Biden and Trump running for president. I feel like there's other things that
there
were
are.
All the same.
You had a whole list that you were reading to me.
But that's when we also, of course, the pandemic shut everything down. And not necessarily a pandemic right now, but there's definitely this weird bug that's going around that people get, and it lingers and it hangs around for like 4 or 5 weeks, and no one can explain what it is.
Poor Dave has been texting me. I'm like, every day last week, his parents live far away. They live in Nebraska. So he's like,
so you're the parent?
Yeah, I guess I am. He's like, what do I do? And I'm just asking you, and you're telling me what to type to him. I'm like, first of all, take a COVID test.
Did he want you to like rub Vicks on his chest and sing Soft Kitty?
No.
Soft Kitty, warm kitty.
Well, it's time to be the bearer. Bad news for those of you who are up early in the morning. This is the last week for daylight savings time.
Ugh.
I know.
I like that we're going to get more sunshine.
I do like that.
But I don't like springing forward and losing an hour. And also, why do we like that there's more sunshine, Rocket? Because then it's harder for us to go to sleep at night. So we don't really like that there's more sunshine.
I was thinking about that too, because I do like the sunshine. We talked about it on Friday. And I'm like, the one thing that I love to have is darkness when I go to sleep.
Yeah.
So I have these blackout curtains that I can put on.
Because you're smart.
Yes. It's like, now I got to get them out, maybe wash them, and then put them up. But it's like,
I've only been in radio for 30 years, so it makes sense that I don't have blackout curtains. I don't understand.
Well, you also have, she's got a big house. Don't let her fool you that, but she's got these windows that are so high up. Sometimes you can't put anything in those windows.
I mean, I could, but if I just would call a window person and be like, hey, cover those up. But
climb up in the air.
Again, that makes too much sense, right? Things don't get done around my house. I was looking around and I was thinking, this is really bad. How you're supposed to do just maintenance? Like, I only do things if something breaks.
Yeah.
You're supposed to have maintenance that you do to your home. And mm-hmm. I've lived there 18 years. I never once have had my air ducts cleaned. I don't think I've ever had my hot water heater tank thing like just serviced. I don't think I've ever had my dryer vent cleaned out. Like, just the maintenance that you're supposed to do, I don't do. Is that bad?
You're asking somebody. I know.
I mean, nothing's broken.
Yet.
Is someone going to come to my house eventually when it breaks and be like, oh my God.
All right, let's take our first break of the morning, and we have a lot happening in tabloid.
Yeah, we actually got some news from Taylor Swift over the weekend about her music. And did you see the really cool thing that Drake did for someone at the concert on Saturday?
I heard about it,
yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you all the details.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Monday. It's Rocket and Teresa's show. If you'd like to be outside, hopefully it won't be as windy. I was outside briefly yesterday. The wind was just too much. I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to get sick. But it's going to be nice today. 77 for a high.
That's gorgeous. It was about the same as yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes.
I was sick all weekend, and so I didn't go outside. But I remember looking out the window thinking, I'm probably missing out on a really lovely day.
Yeah.
Mm. And then I did realize that my house was burning up because I think we still had the heat on.
I did,
I was like,
too.
Why is it so hot in here?
I thought, you're getting sick. And this morning, as I'm about to leave, I'm going, No wonder I didn't have any blankets on. I was sleeping. My heater was on 76.
Yeah, and that makes you very vulnerable because that's how the monsters get you, is when you kick off the blankets. But sometimes, I mean, if it's hot, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, get out and enjoy the day. Some kids are on spring break already.
Yeah, I guess the entire month of March is kind of everybody rotating their spring breaks around. Yeah. Did you see that Taylor Swift made some more announcements about her Tortured Poets Department, her new album coming out over the weekend?
Tell me more.
She said, you know, because she always has like bonus tracks and things like that. So she's in Singapore right now, or she was over the weekend for her concert. And she said that the next variant, or I guess the next bonus track, is The Black Dog. She also shared some cover art, and that will be released on April 19th. And she's already announced that we're going to have a bonus track called The Manuscript, The Bolter, and The Albatross. So now we have The Black Dog.
Now, we knew about The Albatross, didn't we?
She announced that like a week or so ago.
Yeah, you told me that. I remember that. And I was like, hey, by the way, is Travis in Singapore?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I was sick all weekend. So,
same.
I did hear also the rumor that, and I don't know if these are reliable sources, but there's some stories that are floating around that Taylor has already written multiple songs about Travis, but they're very personal, and so we'll never hear them.
Oh, we'll hear them.
Unless they break up.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. Something that we have heard, Dua Lipa. She dropped a new song and performed it last night at the Brit Awards. It's called Training Season.
When you watch the video, go to YouTube and watch it. It's like a Cirque du Soleil, like in Vegas.
Yeah.
All the dancers standing on. I mean, it's amazing. But what I love about this song, it's about a bad date. Think about this. Women, you get to a point where you write a song about a bad date, and now she's done. She's done training men to learn how to act. You know, act like a gentleman.
I got some bad news for you though, Dua Lipa. I've been married to my husband for over 25 years. I don't know if the training ever really ends.
So we're going to ask you the question coming up later this morning, or you can start texting in at 816-476-7093. What would be a bad date to where you are done dating for a while?
Like what's the straw that broke the camel's back?
I mean, what did he do or what did she do? What was that where you said, I'm just done? And it's funny because you did say that. I didn't catch on the train that she's trying to train a guy.
She's training him.
You and Tara have been talking about this last week.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. It never ends. But anyways, during a show in Kansas City this weekend, when Drake was here, he promised to pay off a fan's late mother's house. There's a video that was posted to X, and the fan was in the front row, handed Drake a note that said, pay off my mom's house. Rest in peace. And Drake said the money will come out of his pocket, and later revealed that the fan was asking him to donate $160,000. That's really nice.
He does this at every one of his concerts.
Yeah. Glenn Powell showed up during Sydney Sweeney's Saturday Night Live monologue joking about the rumors that they're dating. It was funny for people that are really excited about, they're the ones, Rocket, that are in the movie Anyone But You, the rom-com with the Natasha Bedingfield song.
Yep.
And a lot of people want them to be dating in real life, but they're not. She actually has a fiance. But I love that he showed up to Saturday Night Live, and then he showed up in a skit later on, too.
Hey, what that is brilliant marketing.
It is.
I mean, that's the way showbiz needs to be.
Yeah. Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent announcing she is pregnant with baby number 2.
Lala!
She already has a daughter named Ocean who's about to turn 3, I think this week actually. And she says that she'll talk more about it on her bonus episode of her podcast that comes out today. I've been watching the latest season of Vanderpump Rules. She's not dating anybody.
No, she's not. In fact, she has to have her mom, and I think her brother's helping her raise her daughter. So now she's got another kid?
I need
to know.
Who's
the dad?
Who's the daddy? And Dune Part 2 made 81.5 million dollars in his debut weekend this weekend. That's a lot, especially post-pandemic. Yes, that's a huge hit. That's your Tabloid Trash, brought to you by Lean Kitchen. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned with 5 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
All right, let's take a break, Teresa, and when we come back...
Trending topics, we got to talk about that. Caitlin Clark breaking another record.
Dua Lipa, it's Rocket and Teresa. Going to be nice today, guys. High around 77. She was on the Brit Awards last night. She has a new single, and it's inspired by a bad breakup. So now she has to start all over, and it's called Training Season. She is drop dead gorgeous. I mean, I look at her and I just melt.
Does she say whose love feels like a rodeo?
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
I have no idea.
Like, you want to be like roped and tied up?
I have no clue. But I think, you know, if you even in the past, if we dated, we've all dated somebody, and you have that where you have to try to train somebody because it's a bad date. What kind of date were you on where it was done? You were done with.
You mean like my junior prom date where we got in the car and he goes, oh, I left my wallet at home.
Yes.
And then I had to pay for the whole darn thing.
Yes.
And we had to drive my car.
Yes. Things like that. Or like the one girl, I told the story about a month ago that I was dating after, you know, Jen's mom and I got divorced. And it was a couple of years later. And then this girl said that I was spending, that my daughter was in the way of dating.
Oh.
It was done.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. Done.
I don't normally say things like this, but oh, hell no.
Yes. Yes. So what was that point in your dating life that you said, it's just done? And it's all because of Dua Lipa. That's what her song is about, just a bad date. So,
was the moment where you should have said it's done?
A long time ago. I know. Yes. So 816-476-7093. We'll start taking your texts and your calls after 7. But coming up after one of Teresa's favorite songs.
Yeah, we've got your trending topics. Caitlin Clark breaks another record. And do you do these things that are actually very rude?
Teddy Swims on Mix. All about the music. Lose Control, Teddy Swims. Every time that song comes on, I don't know, I get that thing that I think I can sing.
Yeah.
You know, where you're like,
like, I'm singing the blues.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man.
Lose Control.
I need to see the video you were talking to me about off air just a second ago with him.
Oh, like he was on the Kelly Clarkson show, and this has been a while ago, back when he first dropped that song. But, you know, he sang with her, and it's amazing. Just look up the Kelly Clarkson show, Teddy Swims.
Yeah, it's a great song.
She sounds good with anybody.
She really does.
She's one of those rare artists that can just sing with anybody.
I mean, seriously, that's a really good analogy. She's very rare.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what she can do. And I think I would put Ariana Grande in the same type of situation. They can sing anybody's song and make it sound like it's their own.
I agree.
All right, get out and enjoy your day today. High of 77.
So everybody's celebrating Caitlin Clark again, who now has the most points of any player in NCAA Division I basketball, male or female. She broke a 54-year-old record.
Yeah, it was pretty
cool. She now has 3,668 points and counting.
And it was kind of neat because they were talking about it during the game. I watched the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about Vegas, that the money you could make if she got it before the first half. Well, it was a free throws that she got it at the last seconds of the game.
Uh-huh.
So you're watching it, and then they go to break, and it's brilliant. This is great marketing. So, you know, college players, when they use their face or number, they get paid.
Yeah.
The first commercial out of break when she did that was a Nike commercial with her and the announcers announcing every record that she's broke.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, thinking, that's a paycheck for her right there.
Yeah, I think she already has a deal with him because she only has like two more games and then she's going into the draft.
Yeah.
They think she's going to end up at Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
They said that tickets for this game were, like, just to get into the game, were going for about $500. A ticket to sit 9 rows from the court was selling for over $6,400.
I believe it. It was really cool because they did, like, you know, a pregame whenever there's going to be, like, say, Kansas and K-State are playing or whatever, mm-hmm. and they had the pre-show like hours before. They did that for that game. It was great.
Yeah, and I guess when she was little, she had to play on a boys' team, right? Because they didn't have girls' teams where she was. I heard something like that in the news this morning, and the fact that she is just really changing the face of women's basketball,
she really is.
Getting people more interested in it. I love it. I love it so much. But going back to some other people that have been around for a while, LeBron James, he is now the first player in NBA history to surpass 40,000 points.
You said 40,000.
40,000 points. In other news this morning, officials say over 61,000 pounds of the Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings are being recalled. Okay, listen up. Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings are being recalled because they could have plastic from a permanent marker pen.
Oh, no.
Gross.
I saw the commercial for this today, are talking about a news story.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they look so good. I want them in my mouth right now.
But they might have plastic
in them.
Yeah,
then there's that.
Yep. Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings being recalled. And there is a thread that's going around online about the things that people do or say without realizing that it's incredibly rude. Here's the top 5. Let me know if you've done this or if you hate it when someone does this to you. Letting your dog jump on other people.
Oh, man, gosh, I hate that.
I'm very aware of that. Like, if my dogs try to do that, I freak out, and I'm just like, ah, and I, like, attack them. If someone declines alcohol or drugs, and then you just insist, like, no, come on, I don't care if you don't want it. Like, they said no, leave them alone.
I get it. I've seen that happen a lot.
Yep, this is one of my biggest pet peeves. When you step off of a busy escalator, and then you just stop to look around and figure out where you want to go, not realizing there's other people behind you that are also trying to get off the escalator, and you're just making them have to awkwardly go around you.
That happens all the time. Did you see that viral about the lady on the escalator that's gone viral? Uh-uh. Where she's standing there, and she keeps standing. People kept walking around her. She's on her phone, not realizing the escalator is stopped.
She's just standing there.
I'm like, move, lady.
The same thing also goes for the little walkways in the airports where, you know, help you to walk faster.
Yes.
But then as soon as you get off, you just stand there. Like, there's other people behind you. Keep walking. These are things that people do that don't realize they're rude. Parking a shopping cart in the middle of the aisle at the grocery store. We've talked about that. That's the worst. And then finally, listening to anything in public with your volume turned up. I hate that so much.
I do. You know, I'm going to say something. I'm not going to say the restaurant, but I was having lunch the other day. And there's a gentleman in there with his phone up, and he's watching news as loud as he can. I'm in there in a nice, quiet restaurant wanting to have a nice lunch, and he's blaring the news on his phone volume.
It's so rude.
Yes.
When we were coming back from Mexico, there were people on our plane that were watching things with their volume up. Even though the plane is loud, that makes it even worse.
I know. I get it.
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
Why are people so horrible?
I mean, seriously, what's wrong with you?
That's what's trending on Mix.
All right. Coming up next, we have a chance for you to win some free money, right?
Yeah. We actually have a chance for you to win some scratchers from the Kansas Lottery and multiply your winnings up to $1,000.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Monday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. You ever notice that everything is like seems to be getting more and more expensive to even go out to eat or do anything?
Yes, I can't even afford to live.
It's so weird because everything is getting more expensive, but yet to me it seems like it's a little bit cheaper to put gas in my car. Why can't we just get it where everything's cheap again?
Is it because you literally drive 2 miles to work and back?
That is true. I don't drive very much at all.
I feel like that makes a difference.
It makes you mad because I have a couple years old, but I have less than 10,000 miles on my car.
Shut up. I have 140,000 miles on my car.
So we all need money, and we're going to give you a chance to do that coming up next.
Yeah, we're giving you a chance to actually multiply your winnings, and you could win up to $1,000 with trivia.
KMXV is Kansas City. Going to be a beautiful Monday, guys. High of around 77. Now, one thing I think everybody could use, and that's free money.
That's right. So we're giving you a chance to win some scratchers from the Kansas Lottery and become an instant finalist to multiply your winnings. One person is going to get to play for up to $1,000. Super cool. All you got to do is answer trivia. And I'll tell you what, I ain't scared. I'm not like Tara. I'm going to put the question out there, Rocket.
It's a tough question. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm not going to be like, let's put someone on the phone so they don't Google. I'm going to just put the question out there. So today, almost 1 in 5 adults will forget this. What is it?
816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. What is it?
Their cell phone?
No.
Good morning, Mix. What is it?
Their lunch?
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What is it? Going once, going twice, goodbye. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Their keys.
Nope.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Your phone.
No.
By the way, when you hear the answer, everybody's going to go, oh, man. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Their phone number?
Nope. Today, almost 1 in 5 adults will forget this. What is it?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it their wallet?
It is not.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it saying thank you?
No.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it their Social Security number?
No.
This. Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
Is it their children?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
That got dark. No. Yeah.
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer? Turn your radio down.
Is it the first of the month?
No. Today, almost 1 in 5 adults will forget this. What is it?
Good morning, Mix. What's the answer?
What day of the week it is?
That's right. Almost 1 in 5 adults will forget what day is today. Who is this?
I do that often. This is Angie.
We do it too. We were just talking about it. We're like, wait, what is today? Is it Thursday? Is it Tuesday? I don't know.
It happens all the time for us.
All right, Angie. So you get, you're going to get some scratchers from the Kansas Lottery, and then you are a finalist to multiply your winnings. One person is going to get the opportunity to play up to $1,000 thanks to the Kansas Lottery's X Cash Blitz. Okay.
Right. Congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info. Have you ever had that date that just ended it? You're like, you know what? I'm done dating for a while. Dua Lipa had that problem. We'll explain coming up next.
Let me tell you.
Good morning, KC. It's Rocket and Teresa. I love that song. Feather, it's Sabrina Carpenter. Speaking of music, you know, it's all about the music here. I love music. Last night was the Brit Awards and Dua Lipa was performing. And she's got a new single that just dropped. And it's called Training Season. And it's about her having to start all over again and train a guy because she had a bad breakup.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a sample of the song real quick. You should know I need someone to hold me close, deeper than I've ever known. Whose love feels like a rodeo, knows just how to take control. When I'm vulnerable, he's straight talking to my soul. Conversation overload, got me feeling vertigo. She's so talented. If you get a chance today, watch the video for the Brit Awards. She's truly amazing. So our question to you is, look, everybody's been dating in the past. Maybe some of you are dating right now. But have you ever had that one thing that happened that it was that date ended the relationship? We want to hear from you. You can call or you can text 816-476-7093. Think about it. If you had the means to write a song about a bad date, what happened on that date?
I'm telling you, mine would still be my junior prom. That was the worst date where he shows up. We have to drive my car. And then as we're already leaving, we're in the car, we're on the way, and we're caravanning with friends. So, and this was before cell phones. It's not like we can just go back home.
Right.
He goes, oh, I left my wallet at home. And I had to pay for everything.
Did you talk to him after the date?
Nope.
That was it. That was a game changer. So I want to hear from you, 816-476-7093. You can call. Hey, look, it's a past. If you're married now, I get it. Let's talk about the past when you were dating. What was that one date you're like, all right, I'm out of here? For me, I told you I was dating a very successful lady, and we were in Oklahoma. And at one point, she came over, and I was busy. And then she said to me, your daughter is getting in the way of our relationship.
Mm-mm.
Slammed the door. I said something pretty mean. I slammed the door. I said, that was it. I never talked to her again.
I don't blame you at all.
You just can't do stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
So 816-476-7093. If you're embarrassed, change your name. Just a bad date. Think about that one date that just triggered you.
Maybe it was this past weekend.
That would be even better. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, so mine was also a prom event, and I got invited to another school's prom. My friend was like, hey, last minute, his date couldn't go. Could you go with him? I was like, sure. She showed me a picture of him, and his name was Marshall, and he was very attractive. And I was like, okay, we'll just go have a good time. So took one for the team. Very nice guy, but we went and got snow cones afterwards, and after everything he said, he winked at me. Everything. Wink. Everything. Wink. And I was like, I have the ick. Don't wink at me ever again. And that was it.
Like once or twice, maybe, but yeah, but after everything he says.
He's like, I'm smooth. Watch my wink. Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah. So one of my first dates when I came up to Kansas City, this guy took me to Bonefish Grill, which I've never been before, but it was decent. And I ordered a filet mignon. Now, I was like 18, starting college up here, and the waitress asked me how I wanted it cooked. And so I said, well, I want it cooked done. I thought filet mignon was a type of fish.
Oh.
And the guy was so embarrassed by me, he didn't pay for my meal.
What?
Yeah, he didn't pay.
Wow.
That's a jerk. That's a jerk thing to do.
Yeah, I know what it is, and I've never ordered it since.
Oh, jeez. I can see why. Thank you. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, so I don't know if this was my worst date or the girl's worst date, but we went to a movie, dinner went fine. Went to Willy Wonka, so it was like 20 years ago or something. Totally zero chemistry. I walked out halfway through and said I had to use the restroom and never came back. Luckily, we both drove our own cars.
Okay, I got to tell you, though, that's a really dirty thing to do.
It was zero chemistry.
Yeah, but you could have at least waited till the end of the date.
That was the end of the date. I walked out.
No. I'm sorry. I cannot support you on this.
Hey, it was the right thing to do at the right time,
right?
No,
it was not. You don't just walk out in the middle of a movie and leave somebody.
All right. If you're just now joining us, here's what we're talking about.
We're talking about the moment where you were on a date and you just decided, okay, that's it. That's why this relationship is over and it won't work.
All right. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Okay. So we went to a hibachi dinner and we shared a car, drove home, and I pooched my pants in the car. Given it didn't work out. It didn't work out at the time, but we are now married.
Wait, what?
Get back up. You got a lot of explaining to do.
You poo. Okay. First of all, why were you having such a hard time and couldn't make it to a bathroom?
I just know I can't do hibachi ever again. Ever again.
And, the food.
And it was the situation to where we pulled into like a Chicago Pizza so I could go to the bathroom. And as I was coming back out to the car, he had fart noises playing on the car.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, he dropped you off that night and you're thinking you'll never hear from him again, and then he called?
Yeah.
Well, that's
and
what
we're
a
married.
Cool guy.
We're married.
We have kids.
I'm questioning him a little bit, like, what turned you on about the fact that she pooped her pants that you wanted to call?
That should have been my red flag.
Man, I'm just impressed you had the nerve to call up and share the story. That's amazing.
Well, because it had a good ending.
It did have a good ending.
Yeah. I have no shame.
All right, thank you.
Maybe that's what he liked about you.
816-476-7093. We're talking about that breaking point on a date, whether, you know, it was years ago, what happened, because Dua Lipa wrote her new song, and it's about a bad date.
Yeah, and like training, having to train your men. I got one on the text line here, Rocket. It says, I went on a first date with a guy to the Well in Kansas City. He met me there, and when we first ordered our drinks, he ordered 3 Fireball shots. I thought he was buying one for me, one for him, and one for our waitress, but he ordered 2 for himself and 1 for our waitress. He flirted with her the entire time, then wanted me to drive him home.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Keep your text coming in, 816-476-7093. That one moment where you realize this is going nowhere. I hope you have a great Monday. It's Rocket and Teresa here. Beautiful day, high around 77. Last night at the Brit Awards, Dua Lipa performed her new single, Training Season. And she talked about the song, how it really is having to start over, that she's got to start training guys because she had a bad date.
Mm-hmm.
A bad date, which led to a great song. Everybody out there, whether you know you're dating or you're married now, at some point in your life, you were dating and you had that one date where it's like it was over. We had a lady that just called and I lost the audio, corrupt file, but she talked about how she went on a date and the guy was talking about a DUI that he had.
Yeah.
And he had that thing on the car where you have to blow.
Where you have to blow.
Yeah. So they go into dinner and he's just getting drink after drink after drink. And he tells her, you're going to have to blow to get the car started.
Yeah, he didn't even say,
No. Maybe
you should drive home.
No.
Just, hey, you need to blow in the thing to get the car started.
Well, the funny part was she said that, well, I ordered the surf and turf, but that was the end of the day.
Yeah.
And that was good.
Take him for all his money and then get an Uber.
That's a game breaker. And that's what we want to hear from you at 816-476-7093. You can call or you can text. I know you're getting some really good ones on the text line.
Oh, my gosh.
About deal breakers, a game breaker, a bad date. We said, this date is so bad, I could write a song about it.
Some of these are, that's a good way to say it. It's like a country song.
Yes.
This one on the text line, Rocket. When I was in college, I went out with a guy. 20 minutes before he got there, my mother called to tell me that my dog had died. So when he arrived, I was crying. He told me it was just a damn dog and I better stop crying so we can get on with the date because he had plans for us.
Oh,
yeah, okay,
man.
That's a deal breaker.
Yeah. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Are you there?
Hi,
you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Hello. Okay, I went out with a guy who on the first date asked me why I dyed my hair, why I painted my nails, why did you wear makeup? I prefer a girl that has natural hair. I prefer a girl that doesn't wear all that makeup. And I was like, oh, you're gross.
I prefer a guy who doesn't tell me how to wear my hair and makeup.
I mean, seriously.
Tell me what to do, yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. 816-476-7093.
Another text. I sent my dad on a blind date. He met the lady that says he took her to Red Lobster. And then she said, let's talk and get to know each other. And she basically confessed, I worship the devil.
Oh, my. Well, I mean, what do you do?
He was nice enough, actually. He said that she said that her dad went to the bathroom and actually thought about leaving and not paying, but then he didn't want to be a jerk. And so he went ahead and finished the date and then obviously never called her again.
Remember that one guy that called in earlier?
Yeah, it was like, I got up out of the middle of the movie and went home. That's the worst.
That really made you angry, didn't
it? That was so rude.
He knew it was time to end the
date. It doesn't matter. You don't just ditch someone in the middle like that. That's horrible. Here's my favorite text. You ready for this one?
Why not?
It was the summer after my senior year, and I met a guy. We talked for an entire week, and then he asked me to dinner and took me to Olive Garden. The weekend passed, and I hadn't heard from him. Found out in the paper, he had murdered someone over the weekend.
Okay.
Now I have major trust issues.
You think?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So keep your text coming in, 816-476-7093. Of course, this all started with Dua Lipa's new song. There, here's what we're talking about.
Yeah, we're just talking about that bad date, the one where you just knew, okay, this is over and this relationship is not going to work out.
So keep texting, 816-476-7093. Good morning, Kansas City. It's Rocket and Teresa. Taylor Swift, did you see the gift she sent to Travis Kelce's little niece? Had her birthday over the weekend.
No, I didn't.
It's like they filled the driveway up with all these, you know, really cool toys. And that's where Travis is right now, right? Celebrating his niece's birthday?
Yeah, I think he was in Philadelphia over the weekend, and he got a haircut, too.
Yeah, I noticed, but if you look at the pictures, it's on TikTok or whatever social media you go on, but Travis's little niece, the youngest niece.
Benny.
Yeah, you look at Benny, and you look at Travis when he was a baby. They're twins.
Really?
It's so cute to look at.
I think that the youngest one, Benny, and then the little middle one look alike. And yes. Then the oldest one, Wyatt, looks more like Jason.
It looks just like Jason, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, so I'm trying to give you an update here on her music. I'm trying to figure stuff out. I'm doing some investigative research. So she announced the fourth and final bonus track from her upcoming album, The Tortured Poets Department. It drops on April 19th. So Rocket, every album is not going to have all the bonus tracks.
Right.
This is how she does it, where you have to get special ones. So, like, she already talked about the Bolter and the Albatross. Those are not even available to pre-order anymore. I guess when the album drops on the 19th, you'll be able to buy them. Mm-hmm. But I guess those are gone now as far as the pre-ordering. And then you can still pre-order the manuscript. And then you can also, she announced over the weekend that there's going to be an edition with a bonus track called The Black Dog. But that one's only available for pre-order until March 6th. Like, these are all very limited for pre-order.
Tomorrow, right?
Today's the 4th.
You'll get 4th, yeah.
Yeah, and they're like the one with the Tortured Poets Department Collector's Edition Deluxe CD plus bonus track, The Black Dog. There's one that's vinyl. Like, they're all they're different, and they have something special. Her marketing people are brilliant.
Well, she's got
someone's going to pay for all four of these.
Yeah, she's got the best team that money can buy.
Yep.
I love it.
So that means that all of the bonus tracks will be The Black Dog, The Manuscript, The Bolter, and The Albatross. In other news trending this morning, listen up if you shop at Trader Joe's. Officials say that over 61,000 pounds of the Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings are being recalled because they could have plastic from a permanent marker pen. That's Trader Joe's steamed chicken soup dumplings. They're being recalled. So if you have that, do not eat it. Congrats to Iowa's Caitlin Clark. She now has the most points of any player in NCAA Division I basketball history, male or female. That's a 54-year-old record that she just broke.
I loved how the network covered it like the big game that it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were watching all over the world. She's that well known.
Oh, they said the tickets were over 500 just to get into the auditorium, and that some of the, like, if you wanted to be up close, it was over $6,400.
And they asked her, you know, how do you feel? She's like, look, I think our team can do better. It wasn't about her. But the cool thing is they had the odds about, will she break the record in the first half or the second half? And you had to bet a lot of money just to get money.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was so funny because after she scored, you know, then the half ended, they went right to a commercial where this announcer was talking about every record, and then the one that she just broke. And then it was a Nike ad. I'm thinking, How brilliant was that?
Mm-hmm. And of course, she only has a couple games left because she has announced that she's going into the draft and she's expected to be picked up by Indiana. LeBron James also broke a record. He's now the first player in NBA history to surpass 40,000 points.
That's insane just to think about.
Mm-hmm. And then Dune Part 2 made $81.5 million at the box office over the weekend. It's its first weekend in theaters, and that is the biggest opening of 2024 so far. That's what's trending on Mix. It's brought to you by Planet Comic. Comic-Con Kansas City, celebrating 25 years of pop culture fun with the biggest, most star-studded shows in planet's history. It's March 8th through the 10th at Bartle Hall. That's this weekend if you're not keeping track. We're going to be there live Friday morning broadcast.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
All right, so we've been talking about, you know, Dua Lipa dropped a new song. She performed it last night at the Brit Awards, you know, training season where you have to, you know, you have, it's about a bad breakup. And we've been talking about these breakups. But the one story I've noticed is coming through on all my social media platforms is the disappearing act.
Yeah, so this guy said that they went to a movie and he had zero chemistry with his date, which is fine, so you don't go out again, right? No, he said he excused himself, got up to go to the bathroom, walked out, and then went home and just left his date. That's not okay.
I'm not kidding. We needed to go find the audio. I was laughing about it.
It's not funny.
No, it's just the way he told it because he was tickled. He goes, the date ended. That was it. I was done. There was nothing more that was going to happen.
That's how he defended it. He's like, but we had zero chemistry. Yes. I don't care. Don't just ditch somebody.
So we're going to go on that angle this time around. After 8 o'clock, we'll take your calls and texts, but you can start texting right now. The disappearing act, has that ever happened to you?
Or have you done it?
Yes. Greedy Tate McRae. Good morning, KC. It's Rock and Teresa here. So it's going to be a nice day today, around 77. We've been talking about, you know, the breakup, the bad breakup. Dua Lipa dropped a new song, Training Season, because it's all about a breakup. It's about her having to do this all over again. Well, we're getting all these calls, but then we had one that kind of stood out. My phone was blowing up about this one, and it's called the Disappearing Act.
Hi, yeah, so I don't know if this was my worst date or the girl's worst date. We went to dinner, went to a movie, dinner went fine. Totally zero chemistry. I walked out halfway through and said I had to use the restroom and never came back. Luckily, we both drove our own cars.
You don't just walk out on a date. That's a jerk move.
Is it? Or is it the smart move?
Rocket, would you want someone to do that to your daughter?
If it's no, not my daughter. My daughter's married. No.
Well, why is it okay to do to everybody else but your daughter?
I don't, because it's my daughter. My daughter's married.
So, but that shows it's not okay. That's how you determine things.
Look, it made me laugh, and it made my phone blow up. So you wanted to just focus on this part of it, right?
Yeah. Have you ever just ditched somebody like that and walked out on a date and just left them hanging, or have like? Like, have you done it, or has it happened to you?
All right, your calls and your texts coming up after Jack Harlow. Have you ever experienced the disappearing act?
Hi, yeah, so I don't know if this was my worst date or the girl's worst date. We went to dinner, went to a movie, dinner went fine. Totally zero chemistry. I walked out halfway through and said I had to use the restroom and never came back. Luckily, we both drove our own cars.
Jerk.
So 816-476-7093. We're talking about that date that ended it all. But then we were getting so many responses to the disappearing act.
I can't believe you just walk out in the middle of a date.
So we wanted to know, has it ever happened to you or have you done that to somebody else? Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you for taking my call here. Yeah, I have a one story where we were out and we were getting along, I thought, really well, and this is what I know, but she kept getting these big fancy drinks and, you know, probably about 10 bucks a pop. And about 3 or 4 in, she runs, goes to the bathroom. It's about an hour and a half we were there, and doesn't come back. Instead, I get a text like an hour later saying that her boyfriend, of course, wasn't mentioned, is a national football player and then plays with the NFL. And he's spying on us. He's going to beat us both up, is what she said. So through a text, that's the last I heard from her. So it was that.
I wonder if that was just a big lie.
I bet it was. I bet it was. But at the same time, it was kind of spooky. You know, she goes, disappears, and I get nothing, never to hear from her again besides that one text.
Oh, at least she had a really good lie.
I mean, that's
it was interesting.
That's a good lie. Yeah.
Hey, man, something up. I guess that works.
There yeah. you go. I appreciate it. 816-476-7093. Here's what we're talking about.
Yeah, about if you've ever had someone walk out on you, the disappearing act, right in the middle of a date, or if you've been the person who did that to someone else. I've got one here on the text line. Rocket, that disappearing act is beyond rude. It's unsafe. Your date may think that you're in trouble. She or he may end up calling the cops. That's a good point, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Rocket's like, no, I don't really care if anything happens to him. It's fine.
No, I get it. But to me, and all these calls coming in, I see it really being more common nowadays with some of these younger kids. They're like, that's not for me.
It's rude. You know what? At least tell the person. Be like, hey, I'm just not feeling this. And so I think I'm going to head out. It was nice meeting you, but I don't think there's any future for us. Don't just ditch them. This text says, yes, I've just gotten up and left the person that I left, fell asleep, so I got up and I left and went home. Okay, now if your date just falls asleep, then they deserve to be left.
Good morning, Meg. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, I've had the disappearing act happen to me, and, like, you know, everyone's been ghosted before, but I just want to say, like, if a person's going to disappear like that or ghost somebody, I don't know if you're even really ready for even a relationship at all, because, like, that just shows me your inability to handle any kind of confrontation or hard discussion with somebody. And I'm married, so, like, that's a part of being married.
Yeah,
you're gonna have hard discussions.
That's a good point.
And so if you can't handle that, then get therapy, please.
I'm on your side. There's something similar. A text says, that guy's a clown. I stuck it out even through a catfish, which is super uncomfortable, but still, you finish the date.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, so it was my birthday dinner, and I was talking to this guy for a little bit, and then, yeah, I basically got dished on my birthday dinner, never came back from the bathroom.
See, that's horrible.
That is horrible.
Now, see, Rocket, now you feel sad.
I was just laughing at that guy. I mean, don't you think, didn't you think that guy was funny, or you just, no, you had none of it? Okay, well, I apologize to you.
No, you should never ditch a person on a date. You at least tell them how you feel and then go part your ways.
Rocket, don't you feel bad now?
Because she's on the phone. I feel bad for
you
her.
You should feel bad.
I'm like I said, I'm sorry. Thank you, hon.
Someone brought up a good point. We were just talking about if someone falls asleep on you, you should walk out. Jason Kelsey fell asleep on Kylie, their first date. Remember,
he passed out.
Yep, she gave him another chance.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Henry's mom. He called last week about his derby race, and he just wanted to call back and tell you how he did.
How did he do?
I did good.
You did?
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
Did you get a trophy?
Not this time.
But as long as you had fun, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, you have a great day, and thank you for calling back.
Happy Monday.
Bye.
Thanks.
See, now he was polite. He didn't ghost us. He called back like he said he would. He followed through.
Are you going to rub this in my face all day?
Yes, I love that one made you feel bad.
It's stuck. Jeez. Yeah, I am a human, but I also like to laugh.
Someone said, I've had to ghost people afterwards because they just wouldn't get it that it's over and not working. That's fine. Just don't do it in the middle of a date.
Come on, don't you think that's a little bit funny, though?
No. I mean, yeah, I laughed, but
yeah,
it's not funny.
You did laugh. All right, we have something cool that's coming to town this weekend. In fact, we're going to be broadcasting the very first day.
Yes, Planet Comic Con is March 8th through the 10th at Bartle Hall. We'll be broadcasting live Friday. And up next, we have tickets for you with Who Am I?
So last night at the Brit Awards, Dua Lipa performed her new single. It's about a bad date. It's called, what is it, Teresa? Training Seasons.
Listen to. Normally it takes me a while, but I love that the first time I heard it.
And I remember you said something. Was it last week you said it? You said, don't ever say that her music's disco.
No, you told me that. Did she get offended by it?
I think Devo told me that. Yes, that she got offended by
it
that.
It kind of is disco, though, but I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, it's a great thing. Great new song. All right, we're super excited because Friday we're going to be hanging out with you guys. Comic-Con has been one of the biggest events in the Midwest, like conventions. I think it started in 1999, right? The year we got here.
Yeah, Planet Comic-Con celebrating 25 years. So it's going to be at Bartle Hall on Friday. Yeah, we're going to be broadcasting live. We have tickets for you. You just have to play Who Am I? Now, we're going to go ahead and get a contestant on the phone, and then I'll tell you what you have to do.
All right. If you want to go to Comic-Con, Planet Comic-Con, call right now, 816-476-7093. If the first person misses it, we go on to the next.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
Sarah, here we go.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and give you a hint no matter what. This is someone who's going to be at Planet Comic-Con. But, you know, a lot of celebrities, they change their names, right? So the birth name of this person is Brian Ray Trout.
Who is
who
he?
Who am I?
I don't.
It's okay. Jerk. Try again. Good morning, Mix. Who am I?
Hi, good morning. My name's Toby.
Who am I? What's the answer?
Skeet Ulrich?
Yes. Now, did you have to look it up?
She looked it up.
Yes, I did.
You know what? You get points for just being so fast. Yes, Skeet Ulrich is going to be at Planet Comic-Con. In fact, a lot of the people from Scream are going to be there. And, of course, he was in Riverdale. I love him.
Yeah, he really is well-known.
Yeah.
Now, Toby, be honest. Do you talk to your phone to get it? Because there's no way you type that fast.
Oh, I type very fast.
Good for you. So you get a pair of tickets to Planet Comic-Con. Now, it's going on Friday through Sunday at Bartle Hall. We will be there broadcasting live this Friday morning.
Oh, I've been trying to win these all last week, so I'm very glad I finally got them.
Yeah,
thank you.
The thing about this show, Toby, Teresa and I were talking, it's got something for older generations and younger generations.
Yeah. We keep talking about Henry Winkler. You know, he's part of Scream.
Right.
Like, he was in the original Scream. But also, there's, like, several people from Happy Days and stuff that he was in. There's going to be, like, a Land of the Lost reunion for those of you that enjoy old 70s shows.
I mean, it's just so...
I do. I used to watch Happy Days, so I'm excited.
Well, it's just so neat that there's, like, said, there's something for kids, something for adults. It's just a family event.
Did I mention Charlie Hunnam's going to be there?
Which one is he again?
He's the one from Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, yeah. A lot of women love that guy.
Yes, I do.
Is he the blonde guy?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Toby, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back and get all your info. How's it going, KC? It's Rocket and Teresa here on a Monday. Beautiful day. High run 77. I know a lot of you are at work right now, right? And you're listening to some music, listen to Teresa and I talking, have a conversation with you. And you're thinking, man, I work all the time and everybody talks about going on spring break, but I can't.
Yeah. I never got to, when I was growing up, like in high school and college, I never got to go on spring break because I was already interning at the radio station.
We're already working, yes.
Yeah, so we want to take care of those of you who can relate to what we're saying and give you a sparkling spring break with Mazarese. So we want to make you a finalist to win $500.
So give us a call, 816-476-7093. And if you think about it, you have a really good shot because we're giving this away on Friday.
Yeah, so you can go in and you could, if you win, you can go and make your spring break even better than all those people going on vacation because you're going to have jewelry.
Yeah, so really one in four, a shot to win this.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Turn your radio down.
Hello.
That lost you. Good morning, Mix. Who's this? Oh, my gosh.
Guess you don't want jewelry.
Good morning, Mix.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who's this?
My name is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, something tells me you need a break, right?
I absolutely do.
So you work a lot of hours?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you work a lot of hours?
Yes, I do. And I'm a mom.
Yeah, so you're really, really busy. We're going to make you a finalist. One of four, by the way.
Yeah, moms don't get a spring break, so we're going to make you a finalist to win a sparkling spring break. And if we draw you as the grand prize winner, you get $500 to Mazarese Jewelry.
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. We'll do it at the same time tomorrow. Your chance to win $500. How's it going, KC? It's Rocket and Teresa on a Monday, beautiful day, high of almost 80. That's Miley Cyrus.
I'm getting all these alerts this morning, and I don't know if any of them are true. They're all gossipy, like from TMZ and BuzzFeed and stuff. But if you didn't hear last week, there was a rumor going around that Tish Cyrus, that's Miley and Noah's mom, she recently remarried, and the rumor is that Noah, Miley's younger sister, was actually dating the man that Tish married, and there's a little overlap, like they might have been dating when Tish started pursuing him, and then Miley last week said something like she didn't know anything about it. I just got an alert from TMZ that says Miley Cyrus reportedly confronts mom Tish over Dominic Noah love triangle, and then there was some other thing that popped up that said Noah's offended at the fact that her mom would steal her man.
Man, this is the kind of stuff you just can't make up.
I don't know if it's true, but I'm into it.
It's really crazy.
I love me some good gossip.
There's a lot of gossip today,
yeah,
too.
And we got to figure out Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules is pregnant with her second baby. Who's the daddy? We don't know. We didn't know she was dating anybody.
Seriously, if you watch the show, it was like they're kind of just laid back. She's taking care of her baby now, her toddler. Her mom and brother live with her. They're not showing anything. Except her working on herself.
Rocket, are you Lala's baby daddy?
I wouldn't mind. She's hot.
She likes sugar daddies.
No, I've had that.
You're not a sugar daddy anymore?
No, no.
Oh, it's Lala though, Rocket.
Lala is hot.
You wouldn't break that rule and do it again for Lala?
No.
I think you're lying.
So today, we were talking about, you know, Dua Lipa released a new song, and it's about a bad breakup. And so we were talking to people about breakups. What's that, you know, the one that just ends it. And then we had something that came to the text line, and it really took off.
Yeah, it was this guy who was sharing his bad date and how he knew that it wasn't going to go any further, and then figured out that he's the biggest jerk in the world.
Hi, yeah, so I don't know if this was my worst date or the girl's worst date. We went to dinner, went to a movie, dinner went fine. Totally zero chemistry. I walked out halfway through and said I had to use the restroom and never came back. Luckily, we both drove our own cars.
What?
So the disappearing act went viral on our show today.
Rocket thought it was hilarious. I think that's super unacceptable. The majority of the people on our social media, they're all commenting that it's unacceptable, but they're also putting little laughy cry face emojis.
Yes, because it was just, I mean, I don't know why, because I guess you were taping and I'm like, I just couldn't help but laugh because his comments when he kept going. I wish we could play everything that the guy said afterwards.
Yeah, but by the way, I want to make it clear to the person who called. It was a jerky thing to do. I don't think you're a jerk. You were sharing a funny story. I appreciate you calling.
It was a great story. And he was still laughing.
If you did it to me, then yeah, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
I think that's what people are commenting though in the video. I think they're laughing more at you. They're laughing at your reaction that you think it's so funny.
It's just like, you know, look.
I'm appalled, and you're like.
Well, first of all, I've had the worst luck at dating in anybody could ever have.
Have you ever walked out on someone like that, Rocket?
No, but I think I've probably been walked out on before. I mean, it's just...
That is like the ultimate... That would just hurt my feelings.
Oh, there's just so much. When you live the life I have, you have to learn not to have feelings.
Aww.
You'll be horrible, miserable your whole life.
That's so sad.
It's true.
Aw, buddy.
No. All
give
right.
Me a hug.
On that note, we're getting out of here. Until tomorrow, have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
This is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rockin' and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.